Talk Live, 855 453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
Nani.
And Ian.
That's right. The seats are changed. Ian had to go to some event this evening. And so I started doing the show and decided not to leave the big boy chair.
Musical chairs.
That's right.
855-450-FREE.
Ian, you have a story about apparently youngsters in school, I assume government school, are being taught that government is your family.
Yeah, I'm going to assume this is a government school as well. It's East Prairie School in Skokie, Illinois. Feel free to run a quick look up on that if you get a chance and let me know. But the story is from TheBlaze.com, where fourth grade students are learning that government is like a nation's family because it sets rules and takes care of needs such as health care and education. Or at least so says a worksheet for social studies homework that was distributed to students at said East Prairie School in Skokie, complete with a drawing of Uncle Sam cradling a baby that represents you.
Oh.
The citizens, the so-called citizens. And they actually have a scan here of this document, complete with the answers by the young person, although they're kind of, it's a bad scan, so you can't really quite read what the person wrote.
They probably use pencil, too.
Yeah.
The difference between government and family, I say, is hopefully your family cares about you. Like, there's not much evidence the government does.
Well, but that's what they want you to think.
Of course right? They do.
And that's why the politicians like Barack Obama or George W. Bush are constantly behind some podium telling everybody that it's my number one job to make sure that you're safe. And they love to say things like that. But of course, it's nonsense. There's actually no obligation for them to provide you with any kind of safety or protection or any services whatsoever. But the students are prompted to answer 10 questions on this sheet comparing government and families, including how their family provides for their health care needs and how government does the same, and what rules families set and what rules government set. The worksheet is titled, What is Government?, and then goes on to answer that question.
An organization that claims the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass.
That is not what it says.
Nope.
I guarantee you that is not what
I'm
it says.
I'm sure it doesn't.
So I have the intro.
In a lot of families, what are the parents? People that claim the monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given household.
Fair enough. That's how it was in my house.
The answer, according
to... I claim the monopoly privilege over the use of violence in that household. I decide there isn't any.
The statement at the top of the sheet, so before the 10 questions, is as follows. Quote, government is all of the agencies, departments, organizations, groups, individuals in a nation who make, carry out, enforce, and manage conflicts about rules and laws. Government is like a nation's family. Families take care of children and make sure they're safe, healthy, and educated, and free to enjoy life. Unless you want to smoke some pot or do anything else that they've written laws against.
Yeah, my family, I'm not taking a bunch of money from my kid in order to, and mortgaging his grandchildren's future in order to provide him with a good life. I work hard to provide him with a good life, not the other way around. I don't live off the fruits of his labor.
Families encourage children to be independent, hardworking, and responsible.
Do they really? I don't know if that's necessarily true in America.
I think it's good.
That's a good thing to do. I definitely think that's their responsibility, and I do think it happens in a lot of cases, but I don't think that's necessarily what families do.
I don't see any evidence that the government does those things.
Certainly
in
not.
Fact, government actually seems to encourage dependency by giving out all manner of different giveaway programs, which of course encourage people to stay on them as long as they possibly can.
These same programs that they put people on in order to have it so that they can work for a better life, they will take away whatever the program is if they attempt to work for a better life.
Yeah, in a lot of ways that actually prevents people from being hardworking, and it encourages irresponsibility. But let me go on with their claims, again, from the top of this worksheet. Families make and enforce rules and give appropriate punishments when rules are broken. Government does these things, too, or for its citizens, too. Now, So this concerned parent in this case did forward the homework assignment to theblaze.com. It's from the Carson Delosa. Maybe it's hard to read on the scan from a U.S. government and president's unit. So this is, you know, probably the textbook manufacturer.
I see.
This is likely something that is appearing in other schools. Just because it's at East Prairie School in Skokie doesn't mean it's
school
also
district number 73.
Yeah,
that sounds government-y as hell.
Doesn't mean it's also not in your child's school. If you're sending your son or daughter to government school, there's a good chance that they're using this very same curriculum, this very same book, and the same worksheet. Just maybe you didn't see it when they brought it home. Maybe they filled it out and you didn't know about it because you don't know necessarily what all your kids are doing for homework at any given moment.
I think there are a lot of parallels between governments and families, but some of the most important aspects that we should look at that are different is that you have the option to stay. You may have the option at 18 to stay at your family's home, but you know, when it comes to the government, you reach majority. It's not like you get to choose whether or not you want to continue to be in this family. I can, if I wanted to, not hang out with my family anymore because I think they're a bunch of incompetent, self-serving fools. But I don't get that choice with the government.
So here's the rundown of the 10 questions that the youngsters are asked. Number one, how does your family keep you safe? And then number two, how does the government keep its citizens safe? Three, how does your family keep you healthy? And number four, how does the government keep its citizens healthy? How does your family, number five, help you learn and become educated? Six, how does the government help its citizens learn and become educated?
Puts them through public school systems where on average 20% and in some places as high as 40% of people that graduate are functionally illiterate.
But you get what they're doing here, right? I mean, they're
drawing parallels.
They're drawing parallels by asking the same question.
Blurring the lines.
Using the term family and government as the only difference between the questions. Seven, what kind of rules does your family have for you? Eight, what kind of rules does government have for its citizens?
I love the answer here. What kind of rules does the government have for its citizens? Don't go through the red light is the kid's answer. And I just have to interject here that I will run red lights. I will come to a stop.
So
I will look both ways, and then if there's no traffic coming, I'm not going to sit there like a sheep until the light turns green. I am a grown person, fully capable of making an educated decision like that. But thank God the government has this rule, because if a police officer sees me do that, pulls me over, gives me a ticket, and thus starts this wonderful, wonderful thing, this process where I have to go defend myself.
I'll be doing that tomorrow morning at a speeding ticket trial.
That's right. I have one coming up as well.
Number nine, how does your family punish you when you break the rules? Number 10, how does government punish citizens who break the law? Now, of course, there's a pretty significant difference.
There are some significant differences.
It's one thing to go stand in the corner or go to your room.
My
it's
parents
another
put
thing.
Me in a cage.
Did they really?
No.
Some parents do that.
I know.
It does happen. You know, I think that this is interesting, right? Like, I have a son, and we just had an incident where I believe for all the world he told me a lie. And I don't like that. But if I want to prevent a lie in the future, how do I go about doing that? Preventing, you know, the reason he told me a lie is because he knew what the answer was that I needed to hear in order to get what he wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I punish him for telling the lie, then he's likely to try to hide things from me in the future, although he's already showing the propensity to hide things from me. So I think that this is a very difficult thing when it comes to parents.
Can you tell us more about the circumstance there? What was the lie in regards to?
It's slipping from my mind here, but I think it was something to do with a purple lollipop and what he had to do to get it, and that he claimed to have done what he had to do to get it. And
as opposed to just reach in the jar and take it, or what?
Well, no, we don't have a jar of artificially colored candy at my wife's house. You can believe that.
She doesn't let him have anything fun, right?
Well,
so we're
not anything.
There
are some things that, he gets cookies,
he
absolutely.
Get cookies,
things that don't have artificial colors are really good.
My parents were that way as well.
And
not a lot of junk food.
My parents let me play with artificial colors. These things are fun. Let's come back, though. There's a little bit more here. The superintendent from the school district actually has a statement about this.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Emmy.
And Ian.
855-453. And Ian, you're going to give me a quote here from the government superintendent, the government school superintendent, regarding his thoughts on what the government being your family?
It's Terry, so it's a she, but Okay. Yes, the story is from the
Terry
Blaze.
Terry doesn't necessarily mean she.
True, it's spelled T-E-R-I, so it probably is a she.
Much more indicative, yeah.
TheBlaze.com is with the story here about East Prairie School District in Illinois, which has been handing out a worksheet. This is one worksheet they've been handing out. Who knows what the other ones have been saying throughout the school year to, I believe, a fourth grade class, asking questions about how the government is like a family. This is the message they're intending to portray to the students. And I don't think the answers really matter so much what the students write in these blanks. I think that what matters is the message that is being communicated here on the worksheet. So the suggestion being that, you know, government is there to help you, just like your family is, and the government sets rules for you, just like the family, and the government takes care of you, just like your family. So when asked to comment, the superintendent said the following, quote, "In response to your questions and said worksheet, it is meant to offer a simple analogy that helps children understand that part of a government's role is to set rules, enforce those rules, and provide safety, security, and freedom for its citizens."
Well, that's just a bunch of crap right there, isn't it?
Why is that?
Because hasn't the Supreme Court ruled multiple times that there is no duty to protect?
That's correct, but they don't tell you the truth in school.
Right.
It's government school, so they're going to paint for you the picture that the government is there for you because they want you to come out of school believing certain things about the state. Mattel said, she continued, "It is not an attempt to include and or promote a political message. If a parent does have a concern, I would encourage him or her to contact the child's teacher." Which, of course, this isn't a political message in that it takes some sort of political side, like a Republican or Democrat thing. No, no. This is political in its essence in that it supports the idea of the state. So it's not one like a one side or the other thing. And what would happen if you did contact the child's teacher? They might tell you that, well, I'm only teaching to the textbook that is assigned to me by the department.
Not like the teacher has any control
sometimes,
or much control.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on probably the bureaucracy and what the rules are. But ultimately, the book is probably selected by the department head, which may be coming down from on high from somewhere else. So who knows who made the actual decision to go with this particular book or this curriculum or all that, but calling the teacher isn't going to do jack to stop these ideas from being transmitted in the classroom. Nothing will stop that from happening. You can make all of the fuss that you want about this, and it will not stop the government schools from glorifying the state and lying to the students in these classrooms about the state. The only thing you can do as a parent who's concerned, as you know we are with these ideas, who's concerned with what's being taught, is to not get involved in the school. Get your child out of the school and take them and put them in some school that has a curriculum you want, or better yet, unschool them or homeschool them. And I like unschooling, where the student, the youngster, is allowed to select their own interests and pursue them as they will.
You know, when a teacher proffers this, and I'm not saying it's the teacher's fault, I think it really comes down from on high, proffers this kind of information, young people, depending on how old they are, they're still not, I'd love to be in a room full of 18-year-olds 9 months a year, being able to teach them what I want to teach them, because you can believe that I would turn out an army of little voluntarists over and over and over again, because they don't even have the capacity to argue generally. They can't.
High schoolers tend to.
They tend to argue, but that doesn't mean they're any good at it.
Okay.
Like, you can see who wins and loses simply in the rhetorical debate because, who can do it better?
Yeah.
And let's go to Matula here, calling in from Washington. Matula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind?
The school thing, man, again, I got to go back to the guinea pigs, the black man. You know what I'm saying? The indoctrination, or however you say it. That's the way they've been doing us forever, man. My big thing is history. You know what I'm saying? I was okay in English and I was okay in other subjects, but history was my big thing. So when I got to high school, I was looking forward to, you know what I'm saying? Okay, they ain't taught me much history as a black man all through school. So I'm figuring when I get into high school, there's going to be something big. It was like two paragraphs. So I'm okay. That's concealing information. I understand that. that's the same thing they're doing on another level.
You're saying they weren't teaching you much history? Meaning your big thing was that was where you were failing at because they weren't doing a good job teaching?
No. I excelled at that.
Oh, you're good at it. Okay.
History. I was very good at it. I'm just saying I was looking for the bigger picture, but there was only two paragraphs. You understand what I'm saying?
Are you talking like the black history? Like they gave you two paragraphs for black history?
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Yeah.
That was it. So as far as holding back information, you know what I'm saying? They ain't here to teach you nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the state ain't going to teach you nothing what you need to know. I totally believe in the homeschool. You know what I'm saying? I totally believe in that. And that's what I'm working toward right now.
Do you have kids, Matula?
I got two kids. You know what I'm saying? And I teach them well, man. I teach them well. The state been trying to touch my kids so bad. They want to, the math teacher is trying to prescribe drugs. I'm like, are you kidding me, bro?
Wow, that's pretty scary. So what's holding you back from actually pulling them out of the school and doing homeschooling?
Finances. I need a couple more years to get it right. You know what I'm saying? I got one of my kids out. I need to get the other one out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got one out. Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I got
progress.
My kids out. Yeah.
Right on, Matula. Well, thanks for sharing that tonight.
Appreciate it. 855, 450 free.
I'm interested. For anybody else that has some comments on this, I'd love to hear, especially from parents who have kids, unfortunately, in the government school system. I mean, is this the tip of the iceberg that we're seeing? How much more curriculum is there like this that we don't realize? And I certainly don't realize that I don't have any kids in government school, and maybe many parents don't even realize the level of indoctrination.
I think everybody thinks that the government school experience that's had by every student is the same as the government school experience that they had.
So I could see why someone would think that. It would be highly mistaken.
Yeah, things have changed.
And how many parents are going to take the time to actually read through a history textbook? I mean, I might do it out of curiosity, but then again, I wouldn't send my kids to the government school in the first place.
It's a pretty thick book.
But most people, I mean, I didn't want to read textbooks when I was in school. I sure as hell don't want to read them as an adult, so I wouldn't blame any parents for not wanting to or being too busy. You know, lots of parents are just running around trying to get the bills paid, and, you know, they certainly don't have time to sit down and do the equivalent of a night's worth of homework every night.
Yeah, most parents turn over education to the schools. I mean, and that's really what...
That's a problem.
The modern society is about, though. The modern society says, turn over your taxes to the tax man, turn over your car to the, car fixer guy, turn over your teeth to the dentist. Don't do anything on your own because you should do what you specialize in. So the Division of Labor says that, yes, you should turn over education of your children to the state. And it's a dangerous thing. 855-450-FREE. Your call's next on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeleine Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Wall Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Ian.
We are talking about, well, the government education system here, where it looks like there's a pamphlet there. Not pamphlet, or worksheet that was handed out at a school where I guess the government was compared to people's families. And it's an interesting parallel. But I have recently acquired a stock, and like all investment stocks have risk. But I'm taking this risk with you if you purchase Force Field Energy at forcefieldenergy.com. One of the things about stocks is it's a company in competition with other companies. You want to have good leadership when you're looking at a stock that you're going to put your money in. And Force Field Energy is the CEO is David Natin. He's run two publicly traded companies. His previous company went in the 3 years that he was CEO, the stock price went from $9 a share to $63 a share. It went from 200 employees to 2,500 employees, and from $3 million to $400 million in revenue. These guys have strong financial expertise. They've done this before. They know how to raise capital. They won't mortgage the company's future. As a matter of fact, management's largely paid in stock, and they're contractually obligated to hold that stock until December 2014. So you can believe these guys are trying to do whatever they can to appeal to shareholders. Anybody can get FNRG on the OTCQB exchange. It'll probably soon be on NASDAQ. They're trying to do that now. It's FNRG. And the stock's currently at $5.23 a share, but if you can scrounge up $25,000 to invest in the private placement, you can get the stock at $4 a share. As a matter of fact, you'll have to hold on to it for 6 months. But at that time, you'll be able to get a warrant at that one-year point for another $4. So it's a really great deal if you know what a warrant is. If not, look it up. I don't have time to tell you. You can put these shares in an IRA. They've got convertible notes if that's your preference. It's forcefieldenergy.com. To get a hold of them, all you have to do is go to their website, forcefieldenergy.com, click on the Contact Us link, talk to them about the private placement. There's email, there's phone, whatever's good for you, forcefieldenergy.com. Let's go to Jeremiah calling from Arizona. Jeremiah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. Good evening. I was wanting to address, I guess I've been having difficulty serving in the military and then coming to, I guess, the libertine mindset, I guess. And then I also wanted to address sexual assault.
Sometimes people will listen to Free Talk Live. They get a hold of the ideas of liberty, and they think somehow that they've got to quit their government job.
Yeah, that does come up. You know, I do think about that constantly. I don't know. It's just difficult when you think about what you do, the effect you have, and then you think you're serving a greater purpose, but really it's just... You're serving a bunch of bureaucrats.
That's got to be frustrating.
Well, it's scary and sad. You know, and I stumbled upon your show while I was in Afghanistan, and it was quite a shock to me, I guess.
Did it outrage you at first?
No, because I'm pretty open to stuff. I wasn't necessarily angry, but when the topics of military service came up, you know, and obviously, it kind of shocked me a little bit, you know, but, I kind of expect that from certain, you know, perspectives. People have different opinions on it, you know, and I wasn't outraged or upset, but I guess a little shocked, yes.
I felt very conflicted. I grew up in a very military environment. I wasn't in the military myself, but I was from a very high-ranking military family. And so to come to the ideas of liberty... it wasn't so far a leap, but I do really feel a lot of conflict personally when I find the upbringing, the brainwashing, essentially, that I grew up with comes into conflict with the concepts of liberty. So I can't say I'm shocked, but it certainly creates some conflict for me personally.
Yeah, it also worries me because I'm pretty vocal at work about my views. And I'm not quiet about it. And I work with a lot of higher-ranking people. And sometimes I'm worried it'll be detrimental to my career, you know.
How many more years do you have to go on your contract?
Five. That's five to retirement.
Oh, five to retirement. I see. Has there been any indicator from the higher-ups that they, you know, have some sort of grudge against you?
No, none at all. That's to say the truth. They love me. I work hard, so they like that. And in the military, unfortunately, the ability to be lazy is pretty high. It's pretty easy. You know, it's kind of weird. You can mark up some boxes. You can volunteer for stuff. You can do a lot of extracurricular activity, score high in your physical training, and then you can suck at work. And it's just... It boggles my mind sometimes. The work ethic really—it doesn't matter. But you know, there are benefits.
My uncle said that he was in the Air Force for 4 years and that it almost ruined him for real work. So, you know, I got a little corroboratory evidence in that way.
I know that Puke, who has been on the show in the past, also talked about there's a lot of standing around.
Yeah, that's across all services. Let me tell you the truth, and maybe I'm biased, but I've seen some of the hardest working people that I've met that were actually in the Air Force. But I mean, I see hard working people across the board, but you know, they just, you know, they're typically referred to as the chair force, and it's kind of fun
chair force.
Sometimes. But yeah,
so
you know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to say it's gotten really difficult for me to, when I'm at work with, you know, what I would describe now as a bunch of statists, you know, and I try to bring these concepts to them and open them up to the idea of liberty, you know. Unfortunately, I've met a couple people who are very open to the idea that you can't really discuss the problems that inherently the military, you know, has when it comes to liberty. You know, it's hard to bring up that part. Like, hey, you realize what we're doing? You know, it's a negative impact.
Yeah, I can see that would be the case. I know it's certainly true with police officers where, you know, they feel like they're going to be punished if they speak in favor of freedom at the job.
Yeah, very true. But, and I think like you guys, I mean, I've had, you know, different religious viewpoints and you know, political viewpoints that have morphed and changed and how evolved, you know. So if someone just sounds like an outright statist, you know, I'm not angry at them. I know at some point they may change their views, you know.
So well, I don't blame anybody personally if, you know, they feel like they have to keep their head down in order to get out of something, you know, unscathed. That, you know, I would never blame anybody for keeping their head down.
I'd have a very difficult time giving up. Was it 15 years in the military? Is that right, Jeremiah?
Yeah,
I mean, if I was 5 years from getting out, I'd have a very difficult time giving up that pension just because, you know, I'd have a difficult time.
It could be more useful to, you know, get that retirement and then use that pension to lobby against the state when you get out. Use their own money against them. I mean, I don't have any issues personally with somebody being in the military. I just it's your own. You know, it's your own conscience you have to live with if you're doing anything that could possibly hurt someone.
So, Jeremiah, you'd said something about sexual assaults in the military, and we hear numbers like 1 out of 3 women in the military is I can't remember the term.
It's reported.
That statement, I mean, yes, that's true. But 1 out of 4 civilians are also face, you know, sexual assault. And then I don't want it to come off like I'm trying to justify this. I, you know, it's horrible. I hate it. It's sickening. But, that was when I heard Ian say one thing, you know, and he's like, you can just, I don't want to misquote him, but it was basically, he said that, you know, without getting into trouble, you can sexually assault people. I just want to say, I think that is also, it depends on your command. And also
it definitely depends. I mean, certainly, you know, the NPR report here says that many of their rapists outranked them. And we've heard from people that have had experiences with this. I've got some of the numbers here. We can come back in a moment with those. And your thoughts, too.
Yeah. Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these 3 little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is unlike so many other commercial radio programs in that, you know, we give away our archives. So many other programs, they want to charge you for it. Free Talk Live, we give them away not just the last week, but years and years of archives. You can go to the front page of freetalklive.com and get the last week. It's there conveniently for you. But if you want a show that's farther back than that, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get MP3 archives going back to late 2006. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Jeremiah calling in from Arizona. Jeremiah, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hello again. I also wanted to address the Ian spoke of the higher ranking sexually assaulting the lower ranking individuals.
Talking about sexual assaults in the military?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And that's true. But also, I want to point out that the punishments are quite different between the rank structures. So, you know, a colonel, lieutenant colonel, or something like that, they may commit the same sexual assault as, say, an enlisted person with a grade of 3 to 9 or whatever, you know, E3, E9. The lieutenant colonel's punishment will be quite a bit lower. You know, it won't be as much of an impact as it would be to the enlisted person.
So
that's something.
So you're saying that the higher ranking officers actually do not get punished as severely for the same sexual assault?
Yeah, that's
presuming so, they get caught, right? That's presuming their buddies don't cover for them.
So true. But let me also point out, and also I'd like to say that I have seen people get punished severely for committing sexual assault. So, I mean, they are getting punished.
They probably crossed the wrong lines. I mean, from what I understand from having talked to people, that the higher ups protect one another, and you know they pretend like these things don't happen.
Yeah, I mean, that could be totally true. But I've seen a guy who is a captain, he's serving 8 years at Fort Leavenworth at the moment, you know, for sexually assaulting women. And
He probably did it to somebody's ex-girlfriend who wasn't charging.
More than one?
I'm not real sure. I don't want to... You'll probably Google it, but Yeah, I believe it was.
This is the guy that was the sex. As I recall, it was some guy, a captain, that was in charge of the organ, the operation to prevent sexual assaults, was sexually assaulting people. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I believe it was actually. I think he was a lieutenant colonel. That okay. was the guy that was at the Pentagon. This is a guy. I don't want to. I don't really want to get into details of his name and stuff.
Well, don't worry about that. I mean, certainly some people are going to get caught for it, but the numbers are pretty shocking, and I really appreciate the call tonight. And thanks
you for
making
it. I appreciate it.
19,000 sex crimes, is according to the NPR story from earlier this year in March, take place in the military each year. According to the Pentagon's most recent estimate, many of the victims are male, but men in the service face the same risk of sexual assault as civilian men do. It's a different story for women. Women who join the military face a much higher risk of sexual assault than do civilian women. And the Pentagon estimates that only about 14% of sexual assaults actually get reported. So that means there's a lot more that don't.
Stunning. Let's go to Chris in Santa Cruz. Listen to KOMY. Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, all's Chris. Well. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to mention about the public schooling and state schooling in general. The opposition to state schooling is usually associated with free market thought and with libertarians, and maybe more popularly lumped in with the right, even though libertarians don't like that label, and rightly so. But I just wanted to mention that there's a good venerable left-wing tradition that opposes centralized authoritarian state education, and it may be an effective technique in talking to left-wing friends to point them to the writings of people like Ivan Illich and Paul Goodman, especially, are some modern thinkers that have very solid left-wing credentials, but put forward very, very solid anti-authoritarian, decentralist models for schooling.
You know, Chris, one thing you can do is actually, you know, I haven't been able to take down these names, and a lot of people can't, too. If you go to facebook.freetalklive.com and just post there what some of these authors' names are, we, you know, might get some of these ideas spread.
Well, maybe you could share one of those ideas. Maybe what are they putting forth? What are these authors suggesting?
Ivan Illich has a nice short book called, I think it's called Deschooling Society. It's been a little bit since I've read it, and it's... Part of it's what it's advocating is just a very highly decentralized form of school that is based on, I'll mention one of the criticisms he makes, because that's what stood out in my head most of all when I read the book, is that one of the primary functions of state schools is to confuse form with substance and to kind of slowly trick you into treating like a diploma as education, into treating a hospital as health, rather than you start to see the material trappings of things as the things themselves.
Been very effective. If you think about it for a second, what's the best education in America? Harvard, Yale, Princeton, whatever it might be. Many of these schools, these high-level schools, allow one to go in and audit classes. That means one sits in the class and takes the class and does everything but basically get back a graded paper. You can go get whatever education you want from these schools, in most cases for free or low cost, and you just don't get the sheepskin. So,
well,
what's the difference between the educations?
I don't know if you read Brian Kaplan much, but that's one of the challenge he puts forward often, and he's writing a book right now about the signaling model of education, basically arguing that largely the benefit of education to the person who gets educated is the diploma, is the fact that it signals that you're willing to conform, you're willing to sit down and shut up for 4 years or whatever, and it's no accident that the first 3.5 years of education aren't actually worth all that much. It's that last little bit of chunk of time where you get the diploma that's worth most of all. And that's one of the examples he gives is that, if you don't believe me, notice the fact that anybody can get a free Princeton education. And for the most part, professors feel honored if you're willing to sit in their class for free. But people don't do it. Why not? That's, you're pointing to the right answer.
I did get that from Kaplan. I just can't recite my sources here on the air over and over again. One forgets and it takes too long, that kind of thing. Go post that on the Facebook page.
I just wanted to mention those names. I certainly will, and I'll say them again. Ivan Illich, not to be confused with Lenin's original last name. and Paul Goodman, but I'll put that on the Facebook page too. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Chris. Good suggestions. Appreciate it.
That's Chris from Santa Cruz. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, looks like Mike in Ithaca. We're going to try to squeeze him in here. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Sorry to get back to this. I just had a question. What was the statistic that you guys had about the approval rating for the Stereo War?
Well, I've seen two different numbers. The original number was 9% of Americans support a military intervention in Syria, and that number goes up to 20% if, in fact, Assad did use chemical weapons on his own people. Of course, no one has introduced any information into the mainstream media to suggest that that is, in fact, the case. There's certainly some, you know, speculation, and the Obama administration, Kerry chief among them, is making the case, but they haven't shown the people, who are supposed to be the government, that information yet.
That's very interesting. Have you ever heard of the Bill Press Show?
Yes.
I don't like most of the stuff that comes out of the guy's mouth, but his claim was that it was a 49% approval rating.
For the war?
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't found anybody. I mean, I realize I live in an insular little world, but I sat in my Quaker meeting.
Is he inquiring of his own callers or something like that? Like, what's his source?
I'm really not sure because I listen to you guys and I subscribe to your podcast and I just listen to them during the day to get another perspective.
Well, it's always a great idea to do. I, you know, support that entirely.
But this is the first actual fact I've ever heard out of his radio station ever. And I just find it very interesting that it was so far off of what you said.
Yeah, I'm interested in the source on that one. I mean, if it's his own website poll, then that might make sense. I mean, obviously sources are important, right? So was it scientific? Who did they call? Was it likely voters? Was it Democrats? I mean, those are all important questions.
Yeah, I'm stunned. I haven't found anybody who's raring to go on this one. I mean, this has got to be the most unpopular thing floated by since the TARP bailout.
Did they ask, executives of military-industrial complex in that case?
He did not say anything of the sort. He didn't cite it or anything.
That's a questionable statistic then. I mean, if he's not going to say where his source is from, then who knows where it came from.
Indeed. Mike, thanks for the call.
And who knows how the question was asked as well, which is another important factor.
Yeah, you never know with these polling things. Mine was I think it was Rasmussen Iceland. I can't remember. Free Talk Live in the meantime. It's
thanks,
there.
Guys.
Yep.
See you tomorrow. I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.